Hi guys, welcome to my YouTube channel, The Lightroom. My name is Chisom and I am excited to be here today. It's been a tough day, if I would say. It's been a very tough day, and to be honest, I plan to talk about something different, but I think in this episode I'm just going to banter. And please feel free to banter with me in the comments section. First of all, thank you guys again for subscribing to the YouTube channel. If you have not done this already, please subscribe to this YouTube channel. We have 1.5 subscribers so far. Last week, was it last week? Yeah, we celebrated 1K subscribers and now we are 1.5. It's just so dreamy. But thank you guys. I really do appreciate your support on Lightroom. Thank you so much. To today's banter, there's so many things I want to banter about. First and foremost is this country. I've never really bantered about this country, but it's just let me just give you some perspective. So this time last year, I was in a different country. I was living in Dubai at the time, and Dubai is not a country. I found out much later than I thought. Dubai is not a country. The country is UAE, and Dubai is an emirate in the country. Anywho, I was living in Dubai for about a year. And trust me, things are so different in Dubai compared to this place. First and foremost, you can use your phone or your bag to reserve a seat. You can never ever try it in Lagos. So for me, that was one huge culture shock that people didn't steal as much. I didn't have to look over my shoulders when I was walking. I could take walks in the night. So it was a huge culture shock for me. We came back to Nigeria because, first and foremost, we have a call of God upon our lives, and we had started a work here. It was mostly virtual. Then God gave us the go-ahead to plant a church. So we came back to Nigeria following the leadings of God. It was an interesting switch for us, but our push was knowing that God had asked us to do this. God wanted us to be here. And now we have a blossoming church family in Bagada. I'm just grateful to God every time I go to church on Sunday and I see these people. They are just a reminder of God's faithfulness to us as a ministry. They're a reminder of God's plan for his people, for us, for everyone there gathered. And it warms my heart in no small way. Today I was reading 2 Corinthians, the book of 2 Corinthians, and I was just reading Apostle Paul's rendition of his encounters and things that he had been through. I wanted to read it in the Message version. I hardly do my Bible study in Message version, but I just wanted to use the Message version today. And then I was just seeing in our normal everyday English, like really broken down, Apostle Paul's concerns and how he was addressing the church in Corinth, telling them of the many things he went through to make sure that he labored over them. He was comparing himself and other people that the church in Corinth started to favor, like false teachers that they were beginning to follow because they were more eloquent or they had more money and things like that. And he was just narrating all the various things he had to bear with to just be with them. I'm sharing that for one reason, and let me backtrack to the reason why I'm sharing it. Today, I felt more Nigerian than I felt in a long time, and it was not a good thing, trust me. I felt the weight of adulting in a different light. Like, do you know, as at this morning, dollar is 1,000, $1 is 1,620 naira. That is horrid. It's horrid because it's going to affect the price of foodstuff, it's going to affect the price of so many things, even things that you cannot rationally link to the dollar would be affected. And it was just, I was just appalled by it. I thank God that since we moved back from Dubai, he has been our provider. That's the only way I can describe it. Somehow, since we moved back, we've had everything we needed. Of course, there are still things that, oh, we wish we could get. There are things that would have been so much easier for us if we were living in Dubai. But we are not lacking. We are not on the road. We thank God for that. But then it just made me so sad, like, because there are some people that have kids, three children, four children, five children in this economy, earning the same thing that they were earning when dollar was 500, when dollar was 400. And I was just thinking about it and trying to make my budget, and like there were just tears in my eyes. I didn't know how to express it. I didn't know how to, it was just, A whole lot. And if you can relate, please just let me know in the comment section. So it was just a lot to think about, a lot to worry about. And it just dawned on me that there has never been a time, even before we moved, and when I was younger, that it felt like there was a better yesterday for us as a better yesterday for us as Nigerians. For instance, when dollar was 500, we were all complaining that dollar is 500, dollar is 500. There was a time when $1 was 1 naira and this and that, and we're complaining so much. It was like we're not going to bear it, and then we moved past it. And then dollar became 600 and 700 and 800, and today 1,600 plus. And like things have gotten worse, but I just started to think about how even in those scenarios, somehow there has been a way of escape. Somehow people are just stirred up to help more people these days. It's beautiful for me to open my IG and see people just randomly spurred up to reach out to less privileged people. People randomly spurred up to partner with organizations that need this help. So for me, that's one form of comfort, right? That's just one form of comfort. The other form of comfort is a time is coming when Jesus would come back to this earth and He will take us home. There will be no haggling. There will be no dollar rate exchange. And I just hope that you'll be ready for that day because Jesus is coming back. He's coming for his people. And now more than ever, I am looking forward to it because it's just a lot. It's just a lot. The third thing that's just thinking about this whole, scenario with Nigeria and the entire economy of the world at large just made me realize is really to be grateful. I was reading a part, I was thinking about a particular passage of scripture that says this is God's will for you in all things to give thanks. So it's not God's will that you go through those trying situations, but his will is that in each situation your heart posture doesn't change. So I just caught my breath and I was like, God, thank you. God, thank you. I saw a tweet the other day when someone was like, these days, we just express shock and we still pay for the item. Something that was 1,000, for instance. I started learning how to sew very recently. And material that I would have bought in 2016, 2015, 2016, 17, 18, actually, I would have bought this material for 1,000. I went to the market and they were telling me this material was 2,800. Like, that's the cheapest material of that kind, 2,800 from 1,000 naira. I could, my mind could not fathom it. I'm like, how? If it was 1,500, I would get it. But 2,800, that's almost 300% increase. I was losing it when I was in the market and I was trying to pay the vendor. So he was trying to collect the money and I was like pulling it back because I could not fathom that I was parting with that much money, for this project. But it just so happens. And a friend of mine was talking to me, like we're just bouncing about this thing, and he said, at least we thank God that we can spend the money. And it just struck me that no matter how difficult it gets, if you look around close enough, there is something to be grateful for. If you're listening to me, you are probably using data or Wi-Fi or somebody hotspots you. You're sure connected, and it's something to be grateful for. If you are not connected or you are not connected tomorrow and you think about yesterday that you were connected, you realize that you had the opportunity. You have eyes, you are alive. No matter what you've lost, if you just calm down, there is something around to be grateful for. And that keeps me going. And even if we don't find anything on this earth to be grateful for, we have something that moth cannot touch. We have something that rust and thieves and the sufferings of this life cannot touch. We have eternal life in Christ Jesus. Nobody can steal it from us. No form of inflation can change it. And I don't know about you, but that makes me really glad. So yeah, back to my bands. I'm going to banter about one more thing. So this past Wednesday, was it Wednesday? Yeah, this past Wednesday was Valentine's. And everywhere I opened my IG, everybody Valentine for me and mine, you and yours. It was everywhere, like on WhatsApp or on YouTube or on Instagram. Instagram was the worst. Everybody had something to say or do for Valentine's Day, people on billboards. And for me, it was just lovely to see. Did I post on Valentine's Day? No, I did not. The only thing I posted was, my husband released a spoken word piece. I would link it in the description. You guys should really listen to it. It's amazing. It's titled Dear Mrs. Olusonya. He actually wrote it before we started dating or before we knew each other. He was writing it to his future wife. And I'm glad that I get to, you know, claim the song right now. But it's a beautiful piece. And that's the only thing I celebrated on Valentine's Day. Ask me why. The reason that's the only thing I celebrated on Valentine's Day is because my husband does not celebrate Valentine's Day. Baby, if you are hearing, this is my channel. When you start your own channel, you can form your own narrative, but it's my channel. Anyway, he doesn't celebrate Valentine's Day. He said, that Valentine's Day, you know, he doesn't see why as believers we should celebrate Valentine's Day. I mean, I don't disagree, because it's not like it's a scriptural holiday. There are many different stories about how Valentine's came to be, from Saint Valentine, from a man that married two wives, from a man that was fighting for love, different stories. So none of them is inherently rooted in scripture, so you can't hold any believer to, you won't celebrate Valentine's Day. And my husband doesn't just see the point. He's one of those people that would say, we celebrate love every day, so we don't need a special so we don't need a special day to celebrate. I don't know why I'm laughing, but yeah, so we don't celebrate Valentine's in my house. And this Valentine's Day, I was just asking him normally to just see if he has changed his mind, or if maybe peer pressure has gotten to him from the internet. But apart, I was like, I still don't celebrate Valentine's Day. And for once, not for once, but like more consciously this year, I just took a step back and I'm like, okay, my husband does not celebrate Valentine's Day, and that's fine. But what do I think about it? Well, first of all, if my husband doesn't celebrate Valentine's Day, it's something I want to respect. Like, if Valentine's Day today is celebrated as a day for lovers, where lovers get to exchange gifts, it should be something that is mutual. And if you're in my shoes, or you are like my husband, you don't celebrate Valentine's Day, I know you may be able to relate to what I'm saying. But what I really took home from our banter or that back and forth is, if he doesn't celebrate it, I shouldn't put him under duress to celebrate it. It's not like it's my birthday or anything. If it's my birthday that he's saying he's not celebrating, that's an entirely different conversation. But a day like Valentine's Day, I just got comfortable having lunch with my husband, like lunch in the house, you know. We watched a movie. I don't even think we said Happy Valentine's Day to each other. I spent Valentine's Day with one of my closest friends. We went out for lunch and we just had fun. That was our own celebration. My husband was not in on it. But for me, I would personally seek any excuse to celebrate love or give my husband a gift or something like that. So there is something we do in our relationship. The 13th of every month, we celebrate it as our monthiversary, because we got married on the 13th of August. So on September 13th, December 13th, we would celebrate that day and just, you know, kind of say nice words to each other, exchange a gift, just do something a little special to just celebrate how far we've come. So February 13th was our 18th month together. So we've been married for 1 year, 6 months together. And I was so honored by that. First of all, I was very happy that, like, we have come this far. We have been together for this long. Like, it just really, really made me very happy. So I got him a gift, actually. It was a surprise. He didn't see it coming. So I got him gifts and, you know, surprised him when he got back from work. And he thoughtfully got me parfait. I really love parfait, guys. I don't know how to explain it to you. He got me parfait and a handwritten card. Like, I don't know about you guys, but I'm a sucker for handwritten notes. And I hardly get to see my husband's writing. He's not a pen and paper kind of person. He's a digital, write on your phone, write on your iPad kind of person. So he got me this very beautiful card that he said he has had for a long time, and he was keeping it for that day. And he wrote loving notes on it, and it just really touched me. It touched me very deeply. So I was very happy. And for me, that was celebration enough. We didn't need any special thing. We didn't need to go all out on Valentine's Day. And it made me happy. It gladdened my heart that we did not feel left out from the circle of celebrating couples on Valentine's Day. We still had our fun. We solidly love each other. Neither of us posted, and we are both fine. Now, am I saying you people should not be celebrating Valentine's Day? Please, oh, that's not what I said, oh. It's Valentine's Day, sin. Please, that's not the topic I'm discussing today. I am just banting. It is my banter. But I would actually love to know, what are your thoughts? What do you think about the day? Did you celebrate Valentine's Day? Did you feel somehow on Valentine's Day? Let me know in the comment section. Next week, I'll be talking about red flags in a dating relationship. You should look out for that video. It's going to come out this time next week. But till then, I love you guys. Thank you for watching this video to this point. Thank you for listening to my banter. And if you can relate to anything I've shared, I pray for the wisdom, the love, and the guidance of God to be with you and strengthen you in this season. I love you so much. Have an amazing weekend.